This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for difluralene, active ingredient, S. triptorelin. This leaflet provides important information about using difluralene. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about being given difluralene. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I being given difluralene? Difluralene contains the active ingredient triptorelin. Difluralene belongs to a group of medicines called gonadotropin-releasing hormone agonists, GnRHA. In males, difluralene works by lowering the production of testosterone. Testosterone is a natural male sex hormone. In some types of prostate cancer, testosterone may help the cancer cells to grow. By lowering testosterone, difluralene may slow or stop the growth of cancer. In females, difluralene lowers the levels of the hormone estrogen. Estrogen is a natural female sex hormone. In adult men, difluralene is used to treat prostate cancer that has spread into surrounding tissue and/or to other parts of the body. It is not a cure for prostate cancer. In children, difluralene 22.5 mg is used to treat puberty that occurs at a very young age, central precocious puberty. What should I know before I am given difluralene? Warnings. You should not be given difluralene if there are signs that the tumor doesn't rely on hormones to grow. Check with your doctor. You have had surgical removal of your testes. You have severe back pain as a result of your prostate cancer spreading and pressing into the nerves of your backbone. You are allergic to triptorelin, polysorbate 80, gonadotropin-releasing hormone, GnRH, or any other gonadotropin-releasing hormone agonists, GnRHA, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include rash, itching, or hives on the skin, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, shortness of breath, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Check with your doctor if you take any medicines for any other condition. Have an enlargement, benign tumor of your pituitary gland. If you are unaware of any enlargement, it may be discovered during treatment with difluralene. Are allergic to food, dyes, preservatives, or any other medicines. In men, have cancer-related pain, metastatic pain. Experience difficulty or pain when passing urine. Have osteoporosis, a family history of osteoporosis, or risk factors for developing osteoporosis, such as heavy drinking, smoking, a diet low in calcium, poor mobility, a slight build, or treatment with steroid medicines, or anticonvulsants. Get sudden headaches, and/or have blurred vision. Have high blood sugar, or diabetes. Have heart or vascular problems or other cardiovascular risk factors. Have any heart or blood vessel conditions, including heart rhythm problems, arrhythmia, or are being treated with medicines for these conditions. The risk of heart rhythm problems may be increased when using difluralene. Are taking medicines to lower your blood pressure? In children, if your child has progressive brain tumor, tell their doctor. This may affect the way your doctor decides to treat your child. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. You should not be given difluralene if you are pregnant or breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Mood changes and depression. There have been reports of mood changes and depression in patients taking GnRH analogs, such as difluralene, which may be severe. In very rare cases, severe depression can lead to suicidal thoughts or attempts. If you're being given difluralene and develop depressed mood or have any thoughts of self-harm, inform your doctor or nurse straight away. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with difluralin and affect how it works. Medicines used to prevent blood clots, anticoagulants, including warfarin. There is a possible risk of hematoma formation, bruising, bleeding at the site of the injection. Medicines that increase levels of another hormone, prolactin. Medicines affecting secretion of gonadotropins. Difluralin might interfere with some medicines used to treat heart rhythm problems, such as quinidine, disopyramide, amiodarone, sotalol. Difluralin might increase the risk of heart rhythm problems when used with some other drugs, such as methadone, used for pain relief and part of drug addiction detoxification, moxifloxacin, an antibiotic, antipsychotics, used for serious mental illnesses. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect difluralin. How am I given difluralin? How much is given? Your doctor will decide how much to give depending on the condition being treated. A 3.75 mg injection given once a month, or a 11.25 mg injection given once every 3 months, 4 times a year, or a 22.5 mg injection given every 6 months, 2 times a year. Only the 22.5 mg injection is used to treat central precocious puberty in children. When am I given difluralin? Your doctor will decide how frequently and for how long you will be given the injection. Your child's doctor will decide when treatment should be stopped. Normally this will happen when your child is about 12 to 13 years old, if they are a girl, and about 13 to 14 years old, if they are a boy. How am I given difluralin? Your doctor or nurse will inject difluralin into a muscle, usually your bottom. If you forget to get your difluralin injection, tell your doctor as soon as you realize that you have missed an injection. You will then be given your next injection. Make a doctor's appointment for your next injection date. Keep a diary of when your next dose is due. If you are given too much difluralin, difluralin is given to you by a doctor or nurse, so it is unlikely that you or your child will be given too much. However, if you think that you or your child have been given too much difluralin, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while being given difluralin? Things you should do. Call your doctor straight away if you experience any of the following symptoms within the first few weeks of treatment. Pain in the bones or backbone. Difficulty passing urine. Weakness, tingling, or numbness in your arms and legs. At the start of treatment with medicines like difluralin, GnRHA medicines, you will have an increased amount of testosterone in your body, which may cause the symptoms of your cancer to get worse. Tell your doctor immediately if you continue to experience these symptoms. It may be a sign that the cancer is growing. Your doctor may give you other medicines to manage these symptoms. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist if your female child experiences some vaginal bleeding in the first month of treatment. You feel that your medicine is not helping your condition or your child's condition. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you or your child are using difluralin. Keep follow-up appointments with your doctor. It is important to have your follow-up doses at the appropriate times to get the best effects from your treatments. Your doctor will monitor you during treatment to check that you do not develop high blood sugar or diabetes. You will also be monitored for any symptoms or signs of cardiovascular disease. Things you should not do. Do not stop using this medicine suddenly. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how difluralin affects you. Difluralin may cause dizziness, blurred vision, or seizures in some people. Be careful of your child riding bicycles or climbing, such as trees, or playground equipment, until you know how difluralin affects them. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Drinking alcohol may make dizziness or lightheadedness worse when you are taking difluralin. Looking after your medicine. Your doctor will keep the medicine at the doctor's clinic, or surgery, or at the pharmacy. If you need to store difluralin at home, keep it in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Keep it in the original container. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. Some side effects, for example, high blood pressure, or changes in liver function can only be found when your doctor does tests to check on your progress. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Symptoms of an allergic reaction. Rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Shortness of breath, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Prostate cancer. Seizures, or convulsions. Difficulty breathing. High blood pressure. Signs of tumor flare. Temporary worsening of symptoms of your cancer. Severe back pain. Signs of thrombocytosis. Sharp, stabbing pain or swelling in your lower leg. Swelling and redness along a vein which is extremely tender when touched. Increase in white blood cells. Chest pain. Sudden headaches. Signs of gout. Painful, swollen joints, particularly in the big toe. Signs of enlargement of pituitary gland. Benign tumor. Sudden headache. Vomiting. Problems with eyesight. Paralysis of the eyes. Signs of changes in ECG. Record of the electrical activity of the heart. QT prolongation. Fast or irregular heartbeats, also called palpitation. Fainting, loss of consciousness. Seizure. Central precocious puberty. Changes to vision. Seizures or convulsions. Signs of high blood pressure in the brain. Headache. Blurred vision, double vision. Loss of vision. Pain behind the eye or pain with eye movement. Ringing in the ears. Dizziness. Nausea. What to do? Call your doctor or your child's doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Prostate cancer. Gastrointestinal related. Feeling sick, nausea, dry mouth. Nervous system related. Pins and needles sensation in the legs. Dizziness. Headache. Heart or circulatory system related. Hot flushes. Mental health related. Reduced or no libido. Mood changes, depression, anxiety. Reproductive system and breast related. Impotence, difficulty to get or maintain an erection. Skin related. Excess sweating. Raised itchy bumps, swollen patches of skin, welts which appear suddenly. Muscle or bone related. Back pain. Muscle and bone pain. Pain in the arms and legs. Lower abdominal pain. Kidney or bladder related. Problems passing urine, difficulty, or uncontrollable and involuntary. General weakness, pain, bruising, redness and swelling at the injection site. Buildup of fluid in the body tissues, edema. Weight gain. General discomfort. Central precocious puberty. Heart or circulatory system related. Hot flushes. Mental health related. Changes in mood. Reproductive system and breast related. Vaginal bleeding which may occur in girls in the first month of treatment. Pain in breast. Gastrointestinal related. Stomach pain or discomfort. Vomiting. Constipation. Nausea. Nervous system related. Headache. Skin related. Acne. General pain. Redness and swelling at the injection site. General discomfort. Skin related. Overweight. Muscle or bone related. Neck pain. Respiratory related. Nosebleeds. What to do? Speak to your doctor or your child's doctor if you or your child has any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What difluralin contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Triptorelin imbinate. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Polyglactan. Mannitol. Calm low sodium. Polysorbate 80. Sterile water. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What difluralin looks like. Difluralin is available in 3.75 mg, 1-month formulation, 11.25 mg, 3-month formulation, and 22.5 mg, 6-month formulation, Ostar 109854109856. 159173. Each pack contains 1 vial of difluralin, 1 ampoule of solvent, 1 empty polypropylene syringe and 2 needles. The vial of difluralin contains a small pellet of white to slightly yellow powder which must be mixed with the contents of the ampoule, solvent before injection. Australian sponsor of difluralin. Ipsen Pty Limited Level 5, 627 Chapel Street South Yarra Victoria 3141. Difluralin is a registered trademark of Ipsen Pharma SAS. This leaflet was prepared in December 2025.